Patristic Nectar Publications is pleased to present a new installment of 19 podcasts by His Grace Bishop Irenae of Richmond in his popular series, A Word from the Holy Fathers. These short meditations reveal the ancient wisdom of the Church Fathers and apply it to 21st century Christian living. And now, His Grace Bishop Irenae.
Welcome to this week's episode of A Word from the Holy Fathers. Last week, I looked at a short passage from St. Gregory the Theologian on doing good and loving the poor and those in need. And I'd like to carry on with that trend this week by raising a quotation from our Father Among the Saints, Bede the Venerable, who wrote in England and is the main chronicler of the Church in the British Isles. A reflection from his commentary on the Epistle of James, indeed from a passage in the 19th verse of chapter 2. You believe that God is one, you do well, but the demons also believe, and they tremble. In hearing that passage, St. Bede says the following: they alone know how to believe in God who love God, who are Christians not only in name, but also in action and way of life. Because without love, faith is empty. With love, it is the faith of a Christian. Without love, it is the faith of a demon. This is an extraordinary little text. Who is the real Christian? What is a Christian? Many people would answer this question in reference to faith. A Christian is one who has belief, the right belief, in the right God. And indeed, there is a degree of truth in this. It is impossible to truly be a Christian, to truly be a member of Christ's body, if one holds wrong beliefs about him, if one rebels against the truth through one's own flawed understandings. And yet, if we submit the wholeness of Christianity to our faith, we open ourselves to a great risk. And that is, belief in and of itself is not simply the purview of the angels and the righteous, but also of the demons. This is recorded in the Holy Scriptures, that passage on which St. Bede is commentating. You believe that God is one, very well, but the demons also believe, and they tremble. Perhaps he is suggesting, St. James is suggesting, that their belief is deeper than yours and mine. For our belief does not always cause us to tremble. It does not always fill us with real awe or fear or love. Certainly it does not fill the demons with love either, but they tremble before it in a way that we often do not. Belief in and of itself cannot be the defining characteristic of a Christian. What is? There are many ways to answer this, many ways that we must answer this, but the way on which St. Bede focuses in this passage, in this commentary, is by linking faith and love. The only ones who know how to believe correctly in God, who have a real faith, a true faith, are those who love him, who are Christians not only in name, but in way of life. And then that remarkable passage, without love, faith is empty. Faith may proclaim all the right dogmas, all the right doctrines. It may be proclaimed with a genuine sincerity of belief, with a precision of articulation. Yet it will be empty if that faith is not filled with real love. With love, St. Bede so poignantly says, it is the faith of a Christian. Without love, the faith of a demon. My beloved brethren, I call this passage to your attention because in our day we suffer too often from the terrible tragedy of loveless faith. And let us not condemn anyone but ourselves. We find this too often in our own church, in our own churches. We find our own hearts filled with a deep faith, a rigorous belief, an absolute focus and attentiveness on the law of God. And yet, where love is not present, that faith is empty, and it always will be. The only faith that is true is that which is given its breath and blood and life with a love of God that comes from God. To explain what this means a little more, I'd like to turn to one of the Desert Fathers, speaking in a very similar tone to the venerable Saint Bede, but in a slightly different style of language. Abba Amonas of the desert said in one of the sayings attributed to him, "Love never hates anyone, never reproves anyone, never condemns anyone, never grieves anyone, never abhors anyone, neither faithful nor infidel, nor stranger, nor sinner, nor fornicator, nor anyone impure. But instead, it is precisely sinners and weak and negligent souls that it loves more, and feels pain for them, and grieves and laments. And it feels sympathy for the wicked and sinners more than for the good, imitating Christ who called sinners and ate and drank with them. For this reason, showing what real love is, he taught, saying, 'Become good and merciful like your Father in heaven.' And as he reigns on bad and good, and makes the sun to rise on just and unjust alike, so also is the one who has real love, and has compassion and praise for all." When Saint Bede the Venerable says that with love, faith is the faith of a Christian, and without it, it is the faith of a demon, surely it is precisely this kind of love that he has in mind. A love that seeks the good of all, a love that is offered unconditionally to everyone without reservation, indeed a love that pours out even more freely upon the sinner and the unrighteous than upon the righteous who already experience love so profoundly. This is a helpful passage for us because in our world our lack of love is often justified by the sin and the evil of the world around us. We argue for a stubbornness, a belligerence in our lovelessness, and we defend it by the sins we see around us, by the sinfulness of other people. I cannot love that. I cannot tolerate that. And yet is it not for those fallen most deeply into sin that Christ shows the most energetic love? Is it not for the one sheep who wanders not only astray, but dangerously close to a precipice or a cliff over which he could fall at any moment, that the shepherd shows the most concern, rushing to embrace and to save it? We live in a world filled with extraordinary transgression. We live in a society that is rejecting any and every semblance of truth, in which the rejection of anything Christian has become standard fare long since, in which the humiliation of good and righteousness and faithfulness are standard realities in our social environment. We live in a world that embraces every form of evil and immorality as if it were good, a world that is convinced that the very categories of evil and good are themselves old-fashioned and out of date, a horrifying tragedy of creation and of human life. And yet how do we respond? It is easy to wash our hands of it, to say, "I won't have anything to do with it." But let us remember that in the Gospel, the only one who washes his hands of problems is Pilate, and it is generally not considered a good example. We cannot wash our hands of the sinful and the unjust. Our hearts instead must brim over with a new and a deepened love for them. It is precisely because the world has become so immoral, so lost, that Christian love for the world is all the more important. This is not a love which equates to tolerance or acceptance, but it is a love that heals and restores and saves. St. Basil, in his longer rule for monks, says the following: I have learned from Jesus Christ himself what charity is and how we ought to practice it. For the Lord says, By this shall all men know ye are my disciples, if ye love one another. Never can I therefore please myself in the hope that I may obtain the name of a servant of Christ, if I possess not a true and unfeigned charity within me. My beloved brethren, the same is true of each of us. None of us can claim in truth to be a servant of Christ unless we possess in ourselves true love for others. And indeed, true love manifests itself the most clearly when it is given to those whom the world deems unlovable. True love is strongest and most evidenced when offered to those who seem not to deserve it, who seem to, and in many ways actually do, reject it. Love in the face of evil, love in spite of evil, love to overcome evil, is the substance of our Christian faith. If our faith does not have such love in its every breath, it is, as St. Bede says, nothing more than the faith of the demons. But if our faith in Christ fills every breath, every moment with this kind of true love, then, and only then, is it the faith of a Christian. May we have such faith and love in our lives. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, St. Bede the Venerable, St. Amonas the Abba of the Desert, St. Basil the Great of Caesarea, and all the saints, have mercy upon us and save us. Amen.